Welcome to another episode of the Cook, Eat, Nourish podcast with me, Fiona Staunton of Fiona's Food for Life. Today is a short podcast where I wanted to share some simple recipes that you can make perhaps this weekend so that you can nourish and thrive through the week. These are recipes that are always popular and people always make after doing the 6-week menopause cooking course that I do. So I just wanted to share them with you and to show you how simple they can be. You really don't even need a recipe. But I will put links to the recipes down below. So if you're going for a walk, have a listen. Imagine you're in the kitchen and I will talk you through each of these. So the first one is the toasted seeds. So what you do is you get some pumpkin seeds and some sunflower seeds and you pop them in a bowl, covered well in water, and you walk away. Okay, so you do that first. They're going to need to soak for an hour before we do the next step. So if you can just do that step at the beginning, that'd be great. What we're actually going to do with those seeds is we're going to soak them and then we're going to dry them out. By doing this process, we're removing the phytic acid, which is naturally on the outside of seeds, which is perfectly natural to be there. However, it can inhibit our absorption of some of the nutrients from it. The seeds are a really good source of minerals and protein, and they can be so beneficial to add to soups or salads or as a snack. So first of all, you pop those in and you don't need to worry too much about the quantity. So I will put, it depends if it's just for yourself, I put one or two handfuls of each of those two seeds and leave them soaking. The next dish I'm going to make is my chia berry compote. So it's not a chia berry pudding, which would often be chia seeds, which are a good source of omega-3, and they will be mixed with a liquid and they become thickened and they come up like a little pudding, almost like a yogurt consistency. Think more like a jam or a fruit compote. So what I do with this is each week when I do my weekly grocery shop, I will buy a bag of frozen berries. Don't buy mixed berries, it doesn't really work that well. So one week it might be blackberries, the next week it might be strawberries, another week raspberries, sometimes blueberries, it depends. So when I get home, I open up the bag of frozen fruit and I'm going to heat it up on a medium heat on the saucepan. So once you heat it to about 65 degrees, you would kill any bacteria that may possibly be there. So they're simmering away while I'm putting away all of my shopping. Once they have come up to that simmer and they're kind of breaking down and they're going into a bit of a mush, I will just give them a gentle push with a fork and break them up into almost like a thick fruity paste. Then into one bag of the frozen berries, I would add approximately 2 tablespoons of chia seeds. So these are whole chia seeds, a good source of omega-3, as I mentioned, and they also work almost like a thickening. So they will absorb the nutrients, or the liquid from the berries, and they will soak them all up and it'll make it into a more thicker compote style rather than the berries and the liquid. So once I mix those together and I will put them straight away into some type of container that I can seal and I can store in the fridge 4 or 5 days, no problem. And then I will add a little bit of sweetness to it, just so that it's that little bit more pleasant tasting. You can depend what you might like to add. I will often add a pure Irish honey, or sometimes I will add a bit of chicory root syrup, which can be a honey or sugar replacement, but is very high in fiber. So, and you can buy that in a health food shop. So I will mix those two together and pop that into the fridge, and that is ready to go for the week. What will I have that with? So if I make brown scones, I'll put some of that on top. If I have a croissant, I would have some of that with it as well. And I know I'm getting the antioxidants from those berries and all the flavor and the vitamins and the minerals, as well as the omega-3. So it's all real goodness. I'm adding more nutrients to that croissant or that scone that I might have. But also if I get a bit of Greek yogurt. So at each snack, we're looking to have a little some protein along with our fruit, etc. So I will get some Greek yogurt and I will add in whatever chia berry compote I have that day and stir it through, and you've got a beautiful flavored yogurt. The kids do this all the time as well. And then sometimes I might top it with a granola or not. So that's how I tend to use it. The other way I use it is if I have muesli and I have my milk kefir on top, I will then add the berry compote just to add more nutrients, a bit of variety, a bit of a different flavor. So now we've got our chia berry compote, and that's in the fridge for the week. Next dish I think you should make would be muesli. So muesli can be so easy to make. And when you make it yourself, you know exactly what is in it. You're avoiding any added sugars or any hidden ingredients. You can also work with the organic oats and the exact quality of nuts and seeds and ingredients that you want to work with. Food that'll love you back. But also, it can be a great way of using up the ends of packets. So say, for example, you had flaked almonds that you used in a recipe last month, and you have a handful of flaked almonds and you don't know what to do with it. Perfect. It can go into the muesli. Say you've got some sesame seeds or some black sesame seeds or some ground, say, mixed pumpkin and sunflower seeds. All sorts of different things like that that you have. And maybe they're already open packets and you want to use them up. They can all go into this muesli. It is so easy to make. And you can make it exactly as you like it. So, for example, I don't like dried fruit in my muesli. You know, dried fruit I will have at different times, but for me, it's not what I want in my muesli. When I tend to have the muesli, I would usually have it at breakfast time. And when you break your fast in the morning, ideally you want to try and have it with something more savory. So I'm going more towards the nuts and less to lots of oats and fruit and things like that, which would be a little bit higher in sugar and might help spike your sugars. So I will tend to have the oats with nuts and seeds, and I would have something like a milk kefir or a Greek yogurt, etc., so that I'm just being mindful of not having too much sugar in the breakfast when you break your fast in the morning. So to make this, I start with organic jumbo oats. So when you get oats, they are, first of all, they are naturally gluten-free. However, in the processing, they are often processed in a plant that also processes products that contain gluten. So generally, if you're gluten intolerant, you can have the oats. But if you are celiac, you need to make sure that it is certified gluten-free. So I'll have the jumbo oats, which will break down slower. They have a lower GI than the smaller porridge oats. So I like to get the jumbo oats. And then into that, I'm going to add in some nuts. So you don't need to measure things too much. So I will add in whole almonds. I will add in maybe some chopped almonds. Or maybe I'll get some and I'll blitz them in the NutriBullet so they're half chopped and half not. Toasted hazelnuts, I love those in it. So often I'll buy the already toasted hazelnuts, and again I might do a coarse chop with a knife, or I might blitz it in the food processor or the NutriBullet or something a little bit. I don't want to fully ground because I want some texture in the muesli. Then I will add in some seeds. I will tend to add in whole pumpkin, sunflower, sesame seeds, sometimes flax seeds, and then if I'm adding in flax seeds, I will also add in ground flax seeds. So not only is it going to help keep you regular, but you're going to be able to absorb the nutrients from the seeds already ground up. Then if I have, as I said, if I had flaked almonds, if I have flaked coconut, if I have ground seed mixes and blends and things, I can add all of those in as well. And I will usually add some cinnamon in. The cinnamon gives a really nice flavor, but it also takes away the need for sweeteners. So that's why I think it works really well in something like this. I shake the whole up, mix it all together, and I pop it in a container, and it is there for the next couple of weeks. So if I'm having it for my breakfast, I will take out some of the muesli, and often I'll do this as a breakfast on the go. So I'll get a little jam jar, I'll put in a couple of tablespoons of the muesli. I tend to add then, I like the Linwood's Menno Ligna product. So it's got full of phytoestrogen. It's got the flax seeds and the lignans, which are also from the flax seeds. And it has a number of different nutrients mixed together. So while that can be expensive, the best value is to just buy directly from their website and buy in packs of three when they do it on special offer. But I don't add that into the muesli because the rest of the family eat it as well, and I save those nutrients just for me. So what I do is I add a tablespoon of that onto my muesli. Then I will pour in my milk kefir. So milk kefir is a fermented milk product. So it's a really good for your gut bacteria and your immunity, etc. You could add regular milk or a nut milk or whatever works for you. Or you could add something like a Greek yogurt. So we've got some of our protein in our nuts and seeds, and then we're adding it in the milk or the yogurt. And then I will top it off with the chia berry compote, which you already made and had in the fridge as well. Now, that would often be what I might have for breakfast, but if I've got a busy day and I'm out and about, I would easily have that for a lunch or a dinner, not all in the one day, obviously, but I find it can be really versatile. So that's the homemade muesli. So we've done the chia berry compote and the homemade muesli. Now we're going to go back to the seeds. So in the beginning, I mentioned sunflower and pumpkin seeds. So we soaked them in a bit of water. We wanted to get rid of the phytic acid to make sure that some of the nutrients are more easily digested or more easily accessed in the digestive process. It actually also makes them taste better. And I don't always soak them in. For example, in the muesli, I don't put it in. But when I'm making this particular accompaniment, I do soak them. So I soak them. They've been soaking for an hour. I'm going to rinse them off and I'm going to pop them on a flat tray. So you don't want to pile too thick. On a flat tray into the oven at about 180. If your oven is on, it's for something at 160 or 70, pop it in, or even 190, pop it in. Just keep an eye. Generally, they're going to take about 15 minutes to dry out. What we're looking for is that the water will all have evaporated. There will be a slight crunchy texture to the seed, but they're not toasted. Okay, so we still want to maintain as much of the nutrients rather than heating it to a stage where they're going to get golden and toasted. We really just want to dry them out. Usually it takes about 15 minutes, and I usually stir it through halfway through just to even it all out, to make sure the ones at the edge aren't going a little bit golden, and to make sure the water in the mid isn't pooling, say, in the middle of your tray. And then what I do with it is I sprinkle it with a little bit of liquid aminos, it's called. It is made from the protein of the soybean. It is a little bit similar to a soy sauce. You can get it in any health food shop. And it has a beautiful umami flavor, that savory flavor at the back of your mouth where you just feel that you want more. So what I do is I'll sprinkle just a little bit of that on. If I think they're a little bit wet, I'll pop them back in maybe for another 2 minutes in the oven. Otherwise, I stir them and they are ready to go. I will let them cool down and then put them in a jar. I always have a jar of these toasted seeds on my countertop. So how do I eat them? So first of all, I might like them as a snack. And as a portion, and this is one of the things that I get quite often in terms of the menopause, some of the symptoms that people find frustrating are the gaining of weight, particularly around the middle. So you do need to be mindful of portions, particularly when it comes to, say, nuts and seeds. They are so nutritious and so beneficial, but just to be aware of a portion. So if you look at your hand now, and you were to put some of those seeds into the palm of your hand, if you close your fingers all the way over, say towards the base of your hand where your thumb is, whatever is caught in there is a portion. So it's not a handful where you put your hand in and you grab in a claw action as much as you can get. It's where you put a small amount into the palm of your hand and that you are able to close over the tips of your fingers over there to the base of your hand. That is the portion that you would have. So that is one portion. This is fantastic to have in your gym bag, in your work bag, in your drawer at your desk at work, just to have in the car, to have anywhere, so that if you get hungry, you have a really nutritious, savory snack with a little bit of protein in it that you can have. So that's one way that I would have it, would be as a snack. The other is, if I have a salad, I will throw it on top. It adds a lovely flavor and texture and extra nutrients to a salad or an open sandwich or something like that. Or if I had a soup, I would put a little bit of Greek yogurt onto it and some of the seeds onto it again. So again, you are adding more nutrients, making it really tasty, different textures, and it really is tasty. So those three different recipes, just to recap, these are some of the popular ones for my 6-week menopause cooking course. These ones are nice and easy to make, and it's all about you. So I tend to make them, say, at the weekend or on a Monday morning when I do my shopping. Each person is different, but that's when I do my shopping. So when I come in, I put the seeds to soak, I put the chia berries into the pot, and then I put away all of my shopping, and then I will pull together my muesli. And I only tend to do that once every 2 weeks. I'll do the chia berry compote once a week because that only keeps for 4 or 5 days. And I will do the toasted seeds usually once every 2 weeks because, again, that'll keep in a sealed jar in, you know, at room temperature for a while. So these three easy recipes are dishes that you can have that will nourish you, but you can still keep going with the regular meals that you do for yourself and your partner or the family or whatever it might be, or somebody else cooks for you. But these extra ones are for you in menopause. They are a good source of the phytoestrogens, the omega-3, the proteins, the vitamins and minerals, and all these different things that can really help give us that extra oomph at this stage. So please do try out the recipes. The link will be below in the show notes, as well as a link to my 6-week online menopause cooking course. And if you do have any questions, let me know. But please share this podcast with people you think might benefit. And I would love if you could give a 5-star review. It helps people find this podcast to help them cook, eat, and nourish. Thanks a million.